Last Thursday, we kicked off the new Weekly Reader Book Club at Bird in Hand in Charles Village. Well, now it's time to look forward to our next meeting and our next book. Our pick for May is The Friend by Sigrid Nunez, and we covered it on the show back in February. I'm Lisa Morgan, and Marianne Winnick is here to recap her review and share some more information about the author, Sigrid Nunez. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. When Sigrid Nunez won the National Book Award for The Friend earlier this year, it was an amazing moment for the 67-year-old writer, who had published 7 previous novels to quiet critical acclaim but no popular fanfare. She was definitely what you would call a writer's writer. And that will make perfect sense when you read The Friend, since it's all about writers and writing, though it's also about dogs. Nunez's work to date defies categorization. She's written everything from a dystopian novel about a global flu pandemic to a fictional biography of Virginia Woolf's pet marmoset to a few autobiographical novels, plus a slim memoir about being roommates with Susan Sontag while she was also dating her son David. While Nunez claims Sontag as a beloved mentor, she reveals innumerable embarrassing and strange facts about her that have made the book very controversial and mostly despised by other Sontag fans. The Friend, which is another slim volume, is in the vein of her earlier autobiographical novels and is written in a similar spare, intimate, and elegant voice. When the narrator's friend, another writer, commits suicide, his widow asks her to take the man's 180-pound Great Dane. Since she is a cat person who lives in a tiny apartment in a Manhattan building that does not allow dogs, her answer is no. But the widow, who wants the dog even less than Nunez's narrator does, is a master of emotional jujitsu. The dog has been in a kennel ever since the suicide, she explains, because if she brings him home, he'll spend the rest of his life waiting by the door. He deserves better than that, don't you think? She asks. When she first gets him home, Apollo, the dog is the only named character in the book, is in such deep mourning that he ignores his new owner. But it is exactly the quality of his misery that breaks through her defenses. Quote, they don't commit suicide. They don't weep. But they can and do fall to pieces. They can and do have their hearts broken. As much as this book is about dogs and grief, it is also about writing and writers. Advice and commentary on the writing life from Flannery O'Connor, Joan Didion, Elizabeth Bishop, Martin Amis, James Patterson, and many others is presented. On the specific question of whether writing can help with the grieving process, she puts up Natalia Ginsburg, no, against Isaac Dinesen, yes. A major turning point in her evolution as a dog person happens when she begins to read aloud to the dog. He seems to prefer this to listening to music. Quote, there was a time when it would have been clearer to me, she muses, whether reading Rilke's letters to a young poet to a dog was a sign of mental imbalance. Those days are clearly over. Now her main issue is how to get around her building's pooch prohibition. She's determined. Miracle or no miracle, whatever happens, nothing is going to separate us. I am a total sucker for novels about writers, and I feel the exact same way about novels about dogs. So this elegant little book is right in my sweet spot. If you feel the same, pick up a copy of The Friend, and we'll see you at Book Club.
The next meeting of the Weekly Reader Book Club is Thursday, May 9th at Bird in Hand. You can find more information about this title, our new book club, and our podcast archive at wypr.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.